One of the many things we do on Pesach is we say the prayer of Tal of Du, Tfilas Tal. And we'll see what is the connection between Tfilas Tal and the Yentiv of Pesach. Chazal tell us there are seven mashkin, seven special liquids, has to do with the laws of ritual impurity, what's makshir l'tuma, but the Chazal tell us, and they give us a way to remember, Yad Shacha Dam. So Yad, so the Yud is Yayin, that's wine, Dalet is Dvash, the Shin is Shemen, oil, the Ches is Cholav, milk, Tes is Tau, as we're talking about, the dew. Dalet is Dam, and the Mem is Mayim. So that's what Chazal tell us. So the commentators, so some of Farshim connect the Zayin Mashkin, the seven liquids, to actually, we have seven Yom Tovim. We have the Shalosh Regalim, we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we have Purim and Chanukah. And they say there's a link between the seven mashkin and the seven yantiv. Each mashkin represents a different yantiv. So we said the yayin equals which holiday? The holiday of Purim. We know Chayav Adam Musume B'Puryaya, that one is obligated to drink on Purim and wine. So therefore, wine represents an allusion to the yantiv of Purim. The Dvash, we know honey. When do we have honey? We dip the apple in the honey, the challah in the honey, that's on Rosh Hashanah. Shemen, oil, we have the olive oil, we light near Chanukah, the oil represents Chanukah. Cholav, milk, we have on Shavuos, the minhag of having, in addition to meat, but we have dairy during that time period, cheesecake, etc. Tau, we say Tfilas Tau, we do on Pesach. Dam, that's a reference to the yantiv of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a day of kapara, a day of tshuva, and as the Gemara tells us that when a person fasts, miyat, they lose a little bit of blood, a little bit of fat, miyat chelbo, it's like the fat they're losing, it's like going, bringing on the karban. So Dam refers to Yom Kippur, and Mayim, we know, we do Tfilas Geshem, that's on Sukkot. So the Zayin Mashkin equal to Zayin Yom Tovim. So what's exactly then, as we know that, interesting, they pointed out as well, the Chanukah and Purim, the two mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, the difference between mitzvahs d'Raisa, they come by themselves, mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, they come from us, so it's alluded to as well, that by Purim and Chanukah, wine and oil, that has to be extracted. Do we have to put the effort to do it? The other ones, they occur naturally. The milk comes out, blood, etc. So what is the connection between Tfilas Tau and the Yantav of Pesach? The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, it talks about the different ruchos, the different winds. And the Gemara over there compares the dew to the Ruach Tzfonis, the northern wind. And to the other three directions, south, east, and west, that's connected, the Gemara connects it to rain. But the northern wind's connected to dew. What does the northern wind have to do with the dew? So the Gemara explains that we know the sun rises in the east, and then it goes through the southern sky. It travels, and then it goes through the southern sky and ends up setting back in the west. So the sun goes to the three ruchos, the east, the west, and the south. But as any builder knows, like they say, if you want to get exposure to the sun, have your windows in the south, because in the north you don't get that exposure to the sun. So therefore, the northern wind is kind of like is like a hidden wind. And it doesn't make it, the sun doesn't travel in that direction. Like we have actually interesting on Pesach, Safon, Afikomen, it's hidden. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, hid the Nachri, hid the Egyptian under the earth. So either way, so Safon is hidden because there's no sun shining, and that's what the Bracha of Tal is all about. Rain is a much more open type of thing. Everyone appreciates rain, but dew—that's a hidden bracha. We don't even notice it, especially in the city. But you go, dew falls every day, usually overnight. People don't notice it. It's a bracha, it's a hidden bracha, and that's what. And in fact, Chazal say Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to come from the Tau. It's nothing that's not easily noticed, but the dew's gonna cause Tchiyas HaMeisim from the dew. And that, in fact, we see when did the first Tau come down? So we look in Sefer Bereishis, right before the creation of Adam, rain was created after. In fact, Chazal said they didn't want it to rain until you had someone to appreciate it. But the dew is before Adam was created. The pasuk says moisture fell on the ground and there was no rain yet, and so dew was created before Adam. So it's a hidden thing because people don't recognize it anyway. Water people recognize. And in fact, that's what we say in our tefillas geshem. Everyone appreciates rain on their own, but in our tefillas tau, we talk about how important is God to give us dew so everything works out. And in fact, and that's the yesod as well, that we have, the Meshech Chochma tells us, that there's a Gemara that says, one who says Hallel every day is a Magadef and a Macharef, and one who says, it's like cursing God, and one who says one who says Hallel every day is a Magadef and a Macharef, one who says Ashri every day, he's Zocha to Olam Haba. So what's the difference? They both come from the book of Tehillim, as the Meshech Chochma explains, because Hallel is something you say when you have a supernatural miracle, you have an open miracle. So that's the time to say Hallel. However, when it comes to Ashri, in the form of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, when one sees God on the everyday things, on the hidden things, the things we take for granted, that's the one who is Zocha to Olam Haba. As they point out, the Bali Musa, imagine if you were an editor of a newspaper and you had a choice, if you had a headline, baby born, or headline, Tchiyas HaMeisim, resurrection of the dead. So if you're writing a newspaper, you're going to want to put your headline, resurrection of the dead, or you probably won't have a job tomorrow. But yet the Bali Musa tell us that really it's a greater miracle a baby is born than resurrecting the dead, because the body is already there, you just resurrect it. But a child to be created from a tipa srucha, from a little drop, so that's a much greater miracle. And that's the blessing of Tau, and it's very fitting. On the first day of Pesach, right after we spend the whole night talking about the Nisim, Guyim, all the tremendous miracles that God did to take us out of Egypt, sometimes it's easy to forget the everyday things. And that's what we have. That's why, in fact, you have also, you know, on one hand, it's Megillas Esther. You have the Esther, which is hidden, but Megillah is to reveal. You have Pursumi Nisa. So you have the reverse idea here. The Pesach is a yantiv of Nisim Neflos. But we can't forget that even during the Nisim Neflos, we can't forget the biggest Nis. It's the everyday Nisim. It's the saying Ashrei. It's the greatness, and that's what we emphasize. Do is the hidden bracha, that in addition to appreciating all the brachas on Pesach, we have to appreciate all the hidden blessings, and that's symbolic of the Tfilas Tau.